they shut off the internet and phone service. They shut off internet last night, and they shut off the phone service this morning. I talked to her at 7:45 this morning, and she was fine. And then after that, everything went dead. So the government is basically trying to stop demonstrations by killing cell phone service and by killing the internet.
Do you know how close she is to what's going on physically? Is she in the same? I mean, Cairo's a massive city, obviously.
Actually, she's in the best location she could be in. She lives on an island in the Nile. And if she were on the fifth floor of her building, she could look out and see the demonstrations across the Nile. She's on the second floor, which means there are kind of leafy trees in the way. Certainly, when the demonstrations were broken up on Wednesday night, she heard it. It woke her up at 1 in the morning. But basically, the police have blockaded the bridges across the Nile, so the demonstrations aren't crossing the bridge. And so she's in about the best location she could be. Her office is on the same island, about a 15-minute walk away on the other side of the island. And there are 32 embassies on the island, so it's very well protected by the police. And as I understand, the police have blockaded all bridges onto the island, so she can't get off, no one can get on.
Is this pretty unprecedented as far as what you've encountered in your work overseas?
Not at all. I mean, we worked in Serbia under Milosevic, and we've both been through 4 evacuations. And by the way, the U.S. Embassy website is down because they're part of the same internet blockade, but the State Department issued something about an hour ago just saying to all Americans, stay put, don't try and leave the country, just stay put. Americans aren't the target, just stay put. And I think that's perfectly good advice. That's what Susie was following anyway. My guess is right now she's pretty bored. I mean, she's sitting in an apartment, no internet, no phone, basically on an island where, she can go 200 yards up the road to the Marriott Hotel and get something nice to eat if she wants to. But my guess is, she's in a part of town where it's very quiet and where she's kind of isolated. So my guess is she's bored more than anything. Well, obviously I'm concerned and stressed, but I mean, I've been through it before. I know the drill and I know there's nothing I can do about it. And I know that Susie is smart and she knows what she's doing. She's been through it before. I mean, for instance, before this happened, we knew if they cut the internet, the ATMs would go down. So she did that part. She brought in a week's supply of canned goods in the apartment. She's boiled water, so she's got clean water because the water, you don't drink the Cairo water. She bought bottled water for other things. So, I mean, I know her apartment is supplied with food, and she's got reading material, so she's got what she needs. The one possible hang-up was her passport was in one of the ministries to get a visa, and she just demanded to get it back, and she got it back, so she's got her passport with her. So I mean. She's done what she has to do. If you're ordered to, if there's a window to get out and they send a car to get you, you grab your bag and you go. And she's got all her essentials in the crash bag. So we all do that anyway. I mean, I even have a crash bag here in Serbia in case something happens.
What do you think this means for the future of free and open media in Egypt? I know Egypt had kind of been a little different than some of its neighbors in the region in loosening, and having a little more open exchange. Do you think that this is going to have a detrimental effect on that?
I think ultimately it'll have a good effect. I mean, I think ultimately the power of the internet, it's not going to be stopped. I mean, it's stopped temporarily, but I'm optimistic for the long term. But look, I mean, the way the news cycle worked in Egypt was this. The official press wouldn't report anything. Bloggers would report something. Al Jazeera over in Qatar would pick it up. They'd send the reporters out to cover it. It would get on satellite TV in Al Jazeera, and then Egyptian local media would have to cover it. So, I mean, it's an interesting news process. And so the internet was key to this, which is, of course, why they're shutting the internet down now. But in the long run, it's not sustainable because a lot of Egypt's business is related to the internet, needed on the internet.